I don't know how you came. Did you come with your hands opened out? Did you come with your hands out to the Lord? Because that's what you need today for this story. And it's about a woman called Axa. And maybe you've never heard of her. Maybe you have. I said to the elders, I'm speaking about Axa. They said, who? Well, she's Caleb's daughter. And I want to just share with you a little of what she did, why God put her story in his word. Caleb, if you remember that I spoke a few weeks ago on Caleb, he was one of 12 spies that were sent out into the promised land, and only him and Joshua came back with a good report. And so he wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, waiting for his opportunity to fulfill what God had promised. And so at 85, he begins to take the land which God had promised him. We're looking in Joshua 15 today. And it says this, Caleb said, I will give my daughter Axa in marriage to the one who attacks and captures Kiriath Sefer. Othniel, the son of Caleb's younger brother, Kenaz, was the one who conquered it. So Axa became Othniel's wife. When Axa married Othniel, she urged him to ask her father for a field. And as she got down off her donkey, Caleb asked her, what's the matter? Or, what do you want? What do you want of me? And she said, give me another gift. You've already given me land in the Negev. Now, please, give me springs of water too. So Caleb gave her the upper and lower springs. So here he promises his daughter Axa in marriage to the one who will be able to take the land called Kiriath Sefer. And Othniel was the man who captured it. And as we read, he was basically Axa's cousin, and he gets to marry Axa. And in those days, a dowry was given with the woman, and so Caleb gives land to Othniel. But Axa had asked her to asked him to ask for it, but also Caleb came directly to Axa and he says, what can I do for you? And she says in verse 19, give me another gift. You've already given me the land in the Negev. Now, please give me springs of water too. So Caleb gave her the upper and lower springs. And this little story is found in two places. It's found in Joshua 15. It's found in Judges 1 in the Bible. But why was it there? It was exactly the same, repeated in another place. Why was it there? What had she done to warrant a mention? Basically, she asked for more. We know at Christmas particularly, we often have Oliver Twist is on the telly and he asked for more. Please, sir, can I have some more? Well, basically, that's what Axa did. Caleb had given her the land, but she asked for springs of water. Why? Why did she ask for more? Why did she ask for springs of water? Well, we're not told specifically, but it's obvious, really, along the way. The land was a great gift. It was lovely to have. It was a place to make a home, and it was a place to grow food. It was a place to provide an income, and then it was a place that would be an inheritance in the coming years for their children. So it was so good. How many of us would have been overwhelmed if our parents, when we got married, said, I'm giving you a place to live as well. Gosh, how many young people now would love that who are struggling to get on the housing ladder. So it was a great gift, but it was limited. Axa knew its potential was limited. It was limited to the rainfall in the area. This was desert land. It was the Negev where she'd got this land. It had value, but it was limited. Crops would need constant water. The cattle or sheep or whatever they had on the land would also need water. And so if Aksa had a great water supply, she knew she could make this place blossom and grow. And so she asks for springs of water, and Caleb gave her what she asked for. We don't hear any more about this woman, but we do hear of her husband, Othniel. He led a successful revolt against his enemies, and he became the first judge in Israel after Joshua died. He was a very charismatic leader, and he restored order in Israel and ruled over peace for 40 years. So it's a good story. But what is it saying to me and to you today? What is God wanting us to note through this little story? I believe the important words are, "Give me also springs of water." And I believe what God is saying to us today is, I want you to ask for more. Have you ever thought God wants you to ask for more? When was the last time you asked God for more? Water in the Bible is used at times symbolic of the Holy Spirit. It says in John 7, on the last day, the climax of the festival, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds, "Anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare, rivers of living water will flow from his heart." Notice it says rivers. It doesn't say trickles, and it doesn't say streams. It says rivers of living water will flow from his heart. And when he said living water, he was speaking of the Spirit who would be given to everyone who would believe in him. In other words, God wants me to say to him, "Lord, give me this water. Give me this water." Not only does he encourage me to ask, he encourages me to go on asking. Ephesians 5 says, in two ways, I've got it in the message first. Don't drink too much wine. That's a good lesson to anybody. Don't drink too much wine. That cheapens your life. Drink the Spirit of God. Huge drafts of him. And the Amplified Version says, do not get drunk with wine, for that's debauchery, but ever be filled and stimulated with the Holy Spirit. You know, God encourages us to ask for more. He wants us to reach out to him. Why ask for more? Well, for similar reasons to Aksa, really. She saw the land and recognized its limitations. It was limited by the elements, sun and rain, maybe too much of one and not enough of the other. But she saw its great potential, and she realized it would only ever reach that potential with springs of water. And you know, you and me are like that land. We have great potential. But without the Holy Spirit, we'll always be limited. We'll always be fruitless. How can we bear the fruit of the Spirit if we don't have rivers of living water flowing through us? You know, you may feel, well, the Holy Spirit came into my life when I first became a Christian, and you're absolutely right. That is the case. But without a daily filling of that Spirit in your life, you'll always be limited. You'll always be limited. How can you understand God's word when you read it without his Spirit to explain it to you? It says in John 14, 6, but when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. Do you want to understand more of the Bible? Ask for more of the Spirit. How can you live without fear, without the Holy Spirit as your comforter? How can you speak to that neighbor without the Holy Spirit giving you the courage and the words to say, which he's promised to do? How can you understand the trial without the Spirit as your counselor? How can you know which way to go unless the Spirit guides you? How can you know when you're wrong unless the Spirit convicts you? Lord, give me also springs of water. Lord, fill me afresh with your precious Holy Spirit. See, when Aksa came to her father, she knew his heart. She knew the heart of her dad. I don't know what you've been like and what your fathers have been like over the years, but I knew what I could get out of me dad, and I knew what you wouldn't go there. You know, don't ask for that, because you know your father's heart. And Aksa knew her father's heart. She knew she could come to him. And I believe God wants us to know his heart today. So many of us don't understand the Father's heart for us. Don't understand that his heart is to give to us. And God is looking for you and me to ask him for more. He positively encourages it. Luke 11:9. Says this, and so I tell you, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. You fathers, if your children ask for fish, do you give them a snake instead? Or if they ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more? I love those words. How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? How much more? You know, we've got to learn to ask the Father for more. We've got to begin to understand his heart. You're going to get sort of two for the price of one today, because there was another person in the Bible who asked God for more. Like Aksa, we know very little of him. In fact, you could easily miss him, miss his whole story, because it's among the genealogies of Israel in the book of 1 Chronicles. You know, I don't know if you read through the Bible or if you just read different portions along the way. I started reading through the Bible in 1999. And so when I get to the end, I start again at the beginning and so on and so forth. So I've been doing that for 20 odd years. And you know, you come sometimes and you read, excuse me, lists of genealogies. And I've got to admit, when I first started doing it, I went fast through them, you know, or some of the Levitical laws, fast through them, you know, as you kept going. But you know, I learned you miss nuggets when you do that. You miss little gold bits in there when you do that. And this story is just like it, because there's about 40 people mentioned. Before we get to the man I'm going to just say a little bit about, and it runs like this. I'm not going to read all of them 40 names, just a tiny bit and pronounce them as I want. Hela gave birth to Zerah, Izar, Ethnan, and Koz, who became the ancestor of Anub, Zobah, and all the families of Aharhel, son of Haram. There was a man named Jabez, who was more honourable than any of his brothers. His mother named him Jabez because his birth had been so painful. He was the one who prayed to the God of Israel. Oh, that you would bless me indeed, that you would enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, that you would keep me from evil, that I might not cause pain. And God granted him his request. Caleb, the brother of Shua, was the father of Miha. Miha was the father of Eshton. Do you see how it's just shoved in the middle there? But it's absolute gold. It shows us something of the heart of God for you and for me. And, you know, you look and you think, why was there those two verses about Jabez even put in there? A little profile of a man. You know, well, it's because the Father wants to reveal his heart to us. He wants us to see that he wants to give us so much more than we ever thought to ask for before. Jabez, it says, was more honourable than his brothers. Why? Because he prayed. He had a relationship with his maker, and because he knew God's heart for him, like Aksa knew her father's heart. And he asked for more in four areas so quickly that he would be blessed indeed. And putting that little word indeed in there is like, you know, bless me, Lord, and putting dozens of exclamation marks after it. You really want this thing. He knew God had so much more to give. So why not ask? And Bruce Wilkerson, in his little book on the prayer of Jabez, which is a really good little book, says this. To bless in the biblical sense means to ask for or to impart supernatural favor. When we ask for God's blessing, we're not asking for more of what we could get for ourselves. We are crying out for the wonderful, unlimited goodness that only God has the power to know about or to give us. This kind of richness is what the writer was referring to in Proverbs. The Lord's blessing is our greatest wealth. All our work adds nothing to it. And here we've got Jabez asking for the blessing of God on his life. He didn't say what kind of blessing he wanted. He didn't say, we need a new kitchen, need more money in the bank, we need those things. He asked God for his blessing, and he left it to God what kind of blessing he would receive. He wanted God's will on his life, God's blessing. He wanted whatever God had for him, he wanted for himself. And he prayed that his territory would be enlarged. You know, the Canaanites had still not been driven out of the promised land. And he wanted to see God's purposes brought about. So he prayed that his territory would be enlarged, that the enemies would be overcome, because he knew that was what God wanted. Imagine looking out over your neighborhoods, over your streets, and saying, God, enlarge my territory. Let's claim the land for you. Jabez asks for more, and he prayed that God's hand would be with him. When we say, Lord, I can't do this myself, please do this in me, then you step out in faith, believing that he will, and you're carried along by his Spirit. There's nothing better. God's power surges through us, and we know it's only him. Have you ever been through situations, experienced different things, and thought, how did I do that? And you know it's only God. It's only God that's got you through that time. Well, you know, another little comment in this book, it says this. Tragic as it might sound, the hand of the Lord is so seldom experienced by even mature Christians that they don't miss it and they don't ask for it. They hardly know it exists. God wants us to know that his hand of blessing is toward us. And Jabez asked to be kept from evil, that he wouldn't cause pain. If the previous request that he made was for supernatural power because we are weak, this petition is for supernatural help to protect him from the wiles of the devil. And if we get more blessing and more power in our lives, we're going to need more help overcoming Satan's strategies, because he's certainly not going to like it. But Jabez prays a prayer that God would keep him from evil altogether. And you know, he wasn't wrong, because Jesus told us to do just that. In the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, we are urged to pray the same thing. Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Keep us, Lord, from the evil one. When did you last ask God to keep you away from temptation? How many times when we're going to go down the wrong path, it might even just be in our thought life, and we just start to wander down there, how many times have we reached out and said, Lord, keep me from evil? When I'm going down pity party road, Lord, keep me from evil. When I'm getting more angry than I ought to be, Lord, keep me from evil. How often do we pray for the Lord's deliverance from evil in those areas where we are weak? So Aksa, she knows her father's heart, and she asks for more. She's got one gift in the land, but she asks for more. She wants springs of water, so the land will be fruitful, its potential will be realized, and she gets what she asks for. And Jabez knew God's heart, and he asked for more. He asked for greater blessing. What kind? He left it to God, because he knew whatever God had for him would be amazing and would bring him into that life of abundance. He asks for enlarged territory because he wanted to see God's will for the land coming to pass. You know, I've got to be honest, I used to pray that prayer regularly. When I used to ask my neighbours in, and you know I've done this for years, ask my neighbours in a couple of times a year. And I used to look out of my front window and claim that land and say, Lord, enlarge my influence in this area for you. Do you know, because of, and I'm not making excuses in one sense, because of Eddie and because of COVID, of course, I haven't had my neighbours in. I need to get back there. I need to get back to that place of claiming my street for him. I need to get back to saying, Lord, enlarge my territory in this area, and that your hand would be with me. Jabez asked that the Lord's hand would be with him. I tell you, that is one prayer I do pray at the bottom of those steps. I would not get up here without the Lord's hand was with me. I might be able to entertain you for half an hour, but what good would that ever do in your lives if the Lord isn't with me saying what he wants to say? I pray that prayer because I really want his hand with me when I'm serving him. And then he prays that you would keep me from evil. How often is that our prayer? We often pray for God to bail us out when we get into trouble, but not that he would keep us from it in the first place. Friends, there's so much more. Our God is a lavish giver. What do you need today? Are your hands open before him? Where would you benefit today from understanding your Father's heart to give? Your Father's heart to pour into your life more and more on a daily basis. Let's pray for a minute. If you want, hold out your hands before him. Father, as I come before you, you know exactly what I need today. You know, Lord, that your heart is so much toward us. It's so much toward giving to your children. How much more can our Heavenly Father? Lord, we might buy sacks and sacks of presents for our children this Christmas. How much more does our Heavenly Father want to pour into our lives on a daily basis? Oh, if we'd only ask. Lord, we come to you and we say, Lord, give me also springs of water that I might overflow. Lord, that I might overflow to those around. Let me be the kind of person that carries rivers of your Holy Spirit. Oh, that you would bless me indeed. The kind of blessing, Lord, that enriches my life. The kind of blessing that brings me abundance. Oh, that you would enlarge my territory. Lord, in my family, enlarge my influence in my family so they all come to know you. In my neighborhood. Lord, that your hand would be with me. I don't want to go without you, Lord. Lord, that your hand would be with me. Lord, that you would keep me from evil. Father, help me not to bail out when I get down that road. Help me to avoid it altogether because I've asked for your hand to keep me from evil. Father, you are an amazing God. Help us to know and understand your heart for us in new, living, vital, real ways. In Jesus' lovely name. Amen.